When the Department of the Interior announced new cuts to Colorado River water earlier this month, the hardest hit stakeholders here were clear. Farmers in Pinal County. Agriculture uses the majority of the water allocated to the state from the Colorado River, and now they are going to have to adapt to meet a changing climate. It's a tough pill to swallow for Nancy Kaywood. She's the co-owner of Kaywood Farms in Casa Grande. Her family has farmed there for generations. In fact, she told me her grandfather actually started their family farm there because of drought.
My grandfather bought our property in about 1930, and he came from Texas. And they were experiencing droughts there, and Casa Grande had new water from the San Carlos Lake Coolidge Dam. So him and his brother came out and they bought quite a bit of land, and they leased land as well, and they farmed it. And they probably experienced years of drought, but not mega droughts. You know, they could always plant something. And in the mid-1960s, he gifted the farm to my father. And my son, when he was 11 years old, told my dad, "I want a farm." And my dad thought, "Well, I'll cure you. I'll put you on a tractor. We'll see how that works." Well, it worked out great, you know, and he became our farmer.
Wow.
And so he took over the lease in the mid-2000s, and he's been farming it ever since.
So you mentioned that the farm in the past has gone through periods of drought. And, I think that's normal in farming, right? You're dependent on the weather in some ways and on the water supply. What's it been like, though, in recent years as we've watched the Colorado River water supply dwindle?
It's been very difficult. You know, we all have apps on our phone. We watch the dams. We watch the weather report. I bet I check that dam, our dam, at least 5 times a day. Mm. Back in the 90s, when we started to enter this drought, Hoover Dam and Coolidge Dam both overspilled their spillways that year. And since that time, we've not gotten the snowpack or the rain to replenish these dams. And so what happens is they get low, and then we'll get some runoff through summer storms or through snow, and then they'll maybe get some more water in them, but they don't ever fill up to capacity anymore like they used to. We're just not getting the rain to do that. Mm-hmm. We watch Coolidge Dam especially, because that's where our water comes from for this farm.
And so when you are getting that water, what does it go to? Like, give us a sense of how much you are able to produce, what kinds of crops you grow.
Sure. We want to produce cotton and alfalfa and barley. So on the cotton, it takes about 4 acre feet of water each year to grow it. Mm-hmm. Alfalfa takes 7 to 9 acre feet to grow. And barley's probably right around 3 to 4. But we get allocation letters from our water district each year, and it tells us how much water is going to, on paper, be available to us. And mm-hmm. it's been about 1/3 of an acre foot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know at that point we're not going to be able to grow much, and we're going to maintain the alfalfa we have in the ground. It's a 4-year crop. We can mow it about every 28 days. We should get 8 to 10 cuttings a year. Last year we only got 2. This year we've only gotten 3. Mm-hmm. So when we don't get that water, we know we can't grow anything. So my son turned around and got creative and leased land. They get water from the Central Arizona Project. Mm-hmm. So that leased land, it was what was going to provide money to pay water and taxes on our home place, which we own. And so we were counting on Central Arizona Project water to carry us through, on the other farm that he leases. And last year when they had the cutback, it was about a 71% cutback, maybe 75% even. I mean, he only has about 25 acres planted out of, you know, about 180. Mm-hmm. And this year on August the 16th, we received another cutback, and that'll take place in January.
Yeah.
We probably won't know until it gets closer to time how much it's really going to impact our farm, mm-hmm. but it's definitely going to cause some major changes, perhaps.
Right. So these most recent announcements from the Department of the Interior, you know, mean major cutbacks for Colorado River water allocations in Arizona. And it, you know, it seems farmers, agriculture in Pinal County there will be taking the brunt of it.
Yes.
And you've already been dealing with these kind of cuts. I wonder, are there discussions, are there ways that you can grow different crops that are less thirsty? Are there other things you can do to continue the business, but also take these kind of water cuts?
Yes. We have looked into alternative crops that require less water, but, you know, some of them require different type of equipment. How are you going to harvest it? There's a lot involved into diversifying into other crops. What we've done is we added agritourism to our farm. So we do farm tours. Mm-hmm. We do both children's programs, and we do winter visitor programs. We have a lot of visitors to our area and they're curious about drought, cotton, alfalfa. So we offer a real nice program for them. And that's really helped our farming operation. So we're going to add a pumpkin patch, we hope, this next year. We are going to hopefully have a fall festival out there, do hay rides, music, food trucks, and they can buy a pumpkin.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of farms doing this and doing sort of, you know, you pick crops and things like that, whether it's berry picking or vegetable picking or whatever it may be, for people to come and kind of enjoy the farm and making money that way. But what does this mean, like, from an agricultural perspective? What are the ripple effects of these kinds of cutbacks? I mean, are we talking about higher food prices for the consumer? Are we talking about effects on our broader food supply?
There's going to have to be higher food prices. First of all, the prices of water are going to be going up because of energy costs to, you know, pump water and lift it. And then also fertilizer prices, seed prices, you know, everything's going up. Fuel prices have gone up tremendously, and so has fertilizer. So we're seeing increased prices for growing what we can grow, but we're seeing lack of water. And at some point, those grocery shelves are going to get empty if we don't get a way figured out to grow it. You know, with this drought, we better be very concerned. Arizona has a very good growing climate and can produce crops most of the year, well, all year round in some areas. Yuma is known as the nation's salad bowl. And so Arizona plays a very important role in agriculture. And agriculture plays a very big role in Arizona for jobs and for food supply. Agriculture is freedom and also food safety and food security. And we need to be able to grow it here. And I think more importance needs to be placed on what agriculture's role is in Arizona.
So as we face that drier future, though, and we all have to figure out how to deal with less, what does that look like from your point of view? Like, do you think, you know, you'll have to continue accepting cuts and figure out ways to get around that and still produce in a different way?
I think that we need to accept the realization that this is a long drought and we don't know when it's going to end. And we want to hang on to our land. It's been in our family since 1930. Mm-hmm. We want to hang on. So we're going to have to continue figuring out ways to diversify. We lost both of my parents last year and it was a hard loss. And they had gifted the farm to my sister and I. And they had also talked to us about this drought. And they said at some point, you may be forced to sell. It was like they gave us permission to do that if necessary. And I think that, in a sense, is a relief to know that, you know, if we have to, we have to. But that's not what we want to do. Thankfully, we all have jobs off the farm. So, you know, what we have to worry about is being able to make the tax and water bill at the end of each year. And so hopefully these other farms that Travis is leasing we'll pull in enough. It we figured it out, and just to maintain that farm is around $45,000.
All right, that is Nancy Kaywood, co-owner of Kaywood Farms in Casa Grande, Arizona. Nancy, thank you for coming on. Thank you for telling us this. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.